25 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST 4x4. Save over 7 grand below MSRP or 2.9% for 72 months with approved credit. Get a $7,500 tax rebate on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 Extended Range EVLT Crew Cab model before it ends September 30th. Hurry in today to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNO.
KVU News Time 826, Newsmaker 2-time Yahida Yabar joining us as we talk about the United Way of the Flint Hills and specifically Day of Caring activities wrapping up.
Yahida, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. My best friend just got married this weekend, so I'm excited to start the week. Get this Day of Giving going.
Wow, that's a pretty good way to wrap things up here this weekend. So,
definitely is.
Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely in good spirits as the Day of Caring efforts here for the United Way, the first ever come to a close here tomorrow.
Yes, I know. I'm super excited and really, really excited to see what people can do today, you know?
Yeah, there's still time, right?
Right, there's still time.
Okay, so let me just ask you here, kind of setting the stage for what's going to be taking place tomorrow to wrap this up. What was it about the Day of Caring process that really prompted you and Executive Director Daphne Mertens to move forward here with this rather extended Day of Caring opportunity here?
You know, I think in reality, we're really just trying to find different ways to reach out to different demographics and really just trying to get people to really know who we are. And doing this, I mean, Chiefs Kingdom, we know Chiefs Kingdom goes crazy places here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And providing Chiefs Kingdom, combining that with United Way, getting people to go, you know, who's United Way, and then combining the two, it really just helps get the community involved and helping realize that, you know, we're investing in our neighbors because, I mean, the reason we support Chiefs Kingdom so hard is because it's home.
Indeed. So how long had you been at least taking a look at, you know, the format here for the Day of Giving, and did everything change once you got those Chiefs tickets?
Yeah.
You know, as what turned out to be here really the focal point of this effort?
You know, I think obviously, Chiefs tickets are very, not easy to sell, but they're pretty easy to sell. But I'm not going to be one to bring it up. But I think Mrs. Taylor Swift over here really helped push these tickets out to our people.
Well, that's good. So activity's been brisk then?
Yes.
Okay. We like brisk. That's good.
No doubt. And have you kind of have you seen results that you wanted to see here in addition to the Day of Giving fundraising, you know, really specifically on the information and the awareness side of things since you got this started a couple of weeks back?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're already getting started to do our workplace campaigns. The amount of people that we're talking to, reaching out to, people who are interested or just honestly requesting just more information about United Way. That's the point of us doing all of these fundraisers and different events. It's really just to get the word out and get those conversations flowing, and the conversations are definitely flowing.
So, go ahead, Ron.
So how far away is your small business blitz? That's coming up soon, too, isn't it?
That is coming up very soon. I wish I could tell you right away. My mind is definitely in Monday mode, and I absolutely hate that for myself right at this moment.
That's okay.
It's all right.
I was going to ask you, you know, tagging on to Ron's question here, how do you wind up building off of, you know, the energy that you're seeing here with the Day of Giving and get into those workplace campaigns? Does this really change, I guess, maybe the thought process going into the official public portion of the drive as announced here a couple of weeks back?
I think it's really just keeping the momentum going. I mean, I'm big on talking and talking and talking about it, almost to the point where you're not necessarily annoying people, but it's in the back of their brain for a reason. You're just talking and talking about it, and you almost never forget what the conversation is about or what the mission or the point of them being in your brain so much is for. And I think that's really the Day of Giving is what started that, the campaign kickoff, and we're just going to keep going and going, and we're not going to be stopping. We're just going to we're hitting the ground running, and we're going to keep doing that all year.
All right, so people still have time to win those tickets and make a donation. How might they do that?
Well, you can go to the United Way website, and I highly recommend you go in there, not only for a donation, but to get to know United Way of Flint Hills a little bit more, or going to the Facebook, United Way of the Flint Hills page, and going through the links there to donate. Either or helps provide more information for you to get to know United Way and to donate.
Good deal. And do you have, I'm going to ask, and you can ask Daphne here about this and other past United Way directors here too. Do you have a financial update here so far on the day of giving, at least as things stand here before the drawing?
You know, Daphne's the executive director for a reason.
So in other words, no, ask her.
I think that she would love to provide that information to you all.
Well, we'll be able to find out soon enough because it all reaches its zenith tomorrow. So when will we draw for the tickets?
Miss Daphne will be revealing that to you all. I know. I don't have much information for you all. I'm so secretive, aren't I?
Oh, no. So... The drawing, do you know what time that's going to be? And is that going to be on Facebook Live, if the member search correctly?
I don't think she knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll follow Facebook Live here the next 24 hours and figure that out. Well, Yahida, anything else that you wanted to bring up here about, the campaign as it currently stands or really the importance of donating here for the workplace campaigns as those really get rocking and rolling?
You know, I'm going to repeat it. You know, when you give to the United Way, you're not just donating, you're really investing into your neighbors and your community. So it's not really about how much you give, but it's about showing up for everyone else. And United Way of the Flint Hills is making a difference. And with your help and support, we will continue to make a difference. So please consider donating.
That sounds good. Yahida, keep us updated. Really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Glad to have you on. Yahida Ibarra joining us again. She's the United Way of the Flint Hills 2025-26 Drive Chair. Day of Giving wrapping up here tomorrow. But again, the workplace campaign's looming here for the United Way of the Flint Hills. And the goal is $500,000 to be generated by May of next year.
All right. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. It is 8:33, 61 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tall fencing up around the federal building in downtown Chicago.